Hey guys, welcome to the second season of Actors, You Are Enough. I am your host, Amy Linden. I'm also an actor just like you, with over 120 IMDb credits that consist of acting and directing. I am your mentor. I am your biggest cheerleader. I am your Russian skating coach of the acting world. I've coached over, I don't know, a million actors all over the globe over the last 29 years. Right now, I have 56 network series regulars, an Emmy winner, an Imogen winner. And if you listen to me, that might be you too. Or maybe you just want to work. Join me every week for industry gems, acting advice, and tips on how to be a more confident actor and human being. Whether you're just starting out actors or you have credits under your belt, this podcast will empower you because you are enough. Hey guys, I have with me today the extraordinary Melissa Catherine. And she's going to tell you all about what she does because it's a long ass list. So, Melissa, please let everybody know what you do and what we're going to talk about today.
Okay. So first off, I'm so excited to be here. You know, I'm a huge fan. My background's extensive. I've been doing this work for 15 years. So I'm a master life coach. I'm a mindset expert. I'm a holistic nutritionist. I have a business called Wholeness. And the work that I do is truly about really understanding that you change your internal state to change your external reality. So many can say, you know, live your best life, be the best version of you, make your dreams your reality, which is all beautiful. And I love to support my clients in doing that. But what I see time and time again, whether it's getting your ideal body, creating more wealth across the board, or having the love of your life, pursuing your dreams and your purpose, it's all our internal stories. It's the limiting beliefs. And so in everything that I've achieved and done, what I saw across the board was everything came back to mindset and everything is energy. And so when we can actually understand how to change our self-concept, to change our mindset, that's the work that needs to get done. And then the rest ends up happening. And that's what I want to talk about today.
Oh my goodness. I love all that. You know, I know for actors and for people just going for jobs, there's a massive fear around that. So what kind of advice can you give them as to where you think the fear might be coming from? And what can they do to be more present?
Well, you're wearing the pinnacle, like you've got the whole movement. I am enough. Right. And they generally say that we've got five core woundings, right? I'm not deserving. I'm not enough. I'm unlovable. And it's that lack of acceptance, right? And so there's only two true human emotions. There's love and there's fear. Love is when you're in connection and fear is when you're in isolation. So every emotion under the umbrella of fear is overwhelm, anxiety, stress, I'm not enough. I'm not deserving. I'm unworthy. I can't. And so I work a lot with clients around language and understanding the power of words. Now, when we're operating from love, it's anything is possible. Everything is working out for me. If that didn't happen for me, whatever's next is what's meant to be. It's never rejection. It's just redirection to something greater, right? We have all these different things, but that's truly a positive mindset of everything is here for my favor and working in my favor. And that stems from that positive self-concept. And when you're in the vibration of love, then you are going in understanding that you have a deep belief in yourself. When we are in the fear-based, and a lot of that can happen. So let's bring it back. The subconscious mind stops forming after the age of 8. Our self-concept gets formed by age 10, womb state to age 10. Our brain stops forming at the age from 15 to 18, depending. So there's this range, but the view that we have of who we are fundamentally is from womb until age 8. And all of those limiting beliefs is what's happening. So when they say we have 80,000 thoughts on repeat a day, 60,000 of them are negative. Often what I hear people say is, you know, my thoughts, my mind, my this. You're taking ownership of identities that you don't want. Thoughts are just thoughts, but they become beliefs when they're on repeat. And a belief gets created in 17 seconds. So when you're talking about going into an interview, do you believe that you can get the job? Do you believe that you're a good candidate? What is your self-concept? What is the story? What are your internal takes?
What's a good exercise for someone to do? So, because I mean, I'm loving everything that you're saying, but that sounds like that's a work in progress. Okay. Like that's the work that all of us have to do to get to. Yeah. You know, like I tell people all the time, what you see here, this was not me my whole life.
Oh, girl.
This has taken a lot of work to get to this.
Oh, so, I live for work. Yeah.
Yeah, you can contest to that. So what can you say that would be a good fix, if you will, in the moment for someone to get ready to walk through a door for an important job?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm all about actionable things and things that are really simple to do, because I believe we overcomplicate everything. So first and foremost, there's four affirmation statements. Now, here's the thing with affirmations. They can be just words if you don't feel them. So make sure what you're saying resonates with you. Mm-hmm. Anything that precedes the words, I am, it is, meaning it will be. So if you're saying I am tired, you will feel tired. If you're saying I am enough, you will feel enough. Anything that precedes I am is like the mothership, the holy grail of creating affirmation statements. I also love saying, I love doing blank. I love the way this feels. I love. Doing anything that having statements in that way, I deserve, right? These are very powerful statements. The way I love to do them is to actually stand in front of a mirror. That is your soul's recognition of its counterpart in itself. And you
wait, so I'm going to stand in front of the mirror and you tell me what to say right before I walk in. Ready? Okay, yep. I'm in the mirror. I'm looking right into the camera. So I'm in the mirror. What should I say?
I am enough. I love you.
I am enough. I love you.
I accept you.
I accept you.
I accept all of you. You are more than enough.
All of you. I am more than enough.
I am beautiful.
I am beautiful.
I am smart.
I am smart.
I am capable.
I am capable.
Brilliant.
I am brilliant.
I'm loved.
I am loved.
I am so lovable. I am loved.
I am lovable. I am loved.
I am deserving.
Oh, I love all that.
Right? And so you
and
say-
And my I Am Enough t-shirts are on sale at IamEnoughCollection.com. So start there.
Exactly. But that's
what I don't advertise enough. Honestly, I don't.
No, I know. It needs to be. I am enough is so powerful because those three words can change it all. As a master hypnotherapist, like it's like one of the fundamental things that they tell you, you know, just saying that, because that's a core wound. And that's what we're all coming from. When you're scrolling on Instagram and it's like, I'm not it. And you feel bad about yourself, kind of change up your feed or turn off the phone. Your feed should make you feel good. And
Hold on. I want to ask you a question. Can you tell me about your biggest success story?
Oh gosh. Oh my God.
I know you have so many, but think of something that you were really proud of.
Yes. Okay. So what I didn't tell all of you is when I first started off, I worked with women that struggled with emotional eating, disordered eating, chronic dieting, just because one, I struggled with that, but two, that's the key. You're completely separated from yourself. You're totally in an I-centric, I need to figure this out. There's a lot of shame, a lot of guilt. And I've had a lot of women that come from that have had trauma, sexual traumas, different things. So I honestly, as I'm even sitting here, I want to say that I almost see myself as my own biggest.
Okay, well then let's say that. What's the story behind that transformation?
I came from being, I had disordered eating. I was never anorexic or bulimic because at the time that was kind of all there was under, like, you know, and I would say, I would go and go, I think I need some help here. Like the way that I'm eating, the way I see myself, it's not healthy. And I got put on a diet by a dietitian. And I was like, that's like the worst thing you could do for somebody. That's like, so I really saw, I was an emotional eater. I would say orthorexic nervosa, like now where I looked at myself. I mean, I was at some points only eating 500 calories, 700 calories a day, working out, but then I would binge, but I would never throw up. Like there was not, but it was all from me truly not loving myself and having such a strong inner critic. And I was in such a state of isolation. And if anybody else here went to Catholic school, I mean, that's like no joke for Catholic guilt, but I was raised thinking, you know, God's a punishing God. If I do, you know, I never thought, oh, of spirituality and faith as something that would support me, that there was this unconditionally loving presence to help and guide me. And I look and put out this view of perfection and happiness of what I have found a lot of women end up learning from their mothers and their mothers' mothers for just what to do.
And so when did you make the transformation? Like, when did you finally say, I really need to get the right help? Because obviously the dietitian wasn't the right help. So where did you go?
So I won a fitness competition in New York City.
Okay.
And I ate the weight back in like, I'm not kidding, like 4 months. Like I went from winning a trophy for best body to talk about people just looking at you and being like, what just happened? I mean, the shame and the guilt. And I saw like, oh, I remember I found myself after a binge on my floor in New York City and I loathed myself and I just cried and I said, God, like I need guidance. Like I don't know what to do, but like something's not right here. And there's so much more here. And I don't need another diet. And I know how to transform a body. And I've become a nutritionist. And I really literally heard like exactly what to do. And I found one of my very first teachers, Marianne Williamson. And I read A Course in Miracles and she gave me her book, Return to Love. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I started on my self-growth journey and I learned how to partner with myself. And I really had to learn how to become whole and how to be with myself. And it was a journey. I mean, it's no one wants to go in and feel there's people disassociate, you know, they disassociate.
So the first thing, I got it. So the first thing is admitting it, that I have a problem, finding a solution, and then being kind to yourself during the work in progress.
Well, it's a bit more. It's not even like a problem. It's actually going like, I'm done going at this by myself. I don't need to be like, I'll just read another book. I will blah, blah, blah. Like, it's actually just going like, what if there's a better way? What if there's more here? What if I'm not meant to suffer and struggle? Like I really had to wake up and go, wait a minute. I was never meant to struggle and suffer. Like I'm creating this through a self-rejection within I'm rejecting me. That's what's causing me the most pain. And so it was actually a surrender. I think surrender is one of the hardest things because either there's the spiritual bypassing in the self-growth industry of like, just mantra it away, you know, or just act happy until, and there's.
And so you feel the biggest thing that has helped you was to recognize it and then surrender to it.
To surrender and to turn it over.
Turn it over.
And then to open up to that and rip the shame and the guilt band-aids off. And I just think there's so much in the I'm not enough where, you know, yes. And that's truly what it is. So I love all the movements around, you know, we see, you know, act as if and manifest. And I believe in these things, but they have to stem from a connected, intentional space where it's coming from love and not from lack.
Yeah, because I think also a lot of people want to play this catch-up game with themselves. And they go, oh, well, I wasted all this time. And now that I figured out the answer, like, why isn't it here yet? You know, I'm sure you have a lot of frustrated people that you work with, clients, that want it yesterday,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's a process. And I think everybody just needs to be patient with themselves and move through the process the way the process is supposed to be run through, not because, you know.
Well, it's like, Amy, it's like what you said when you said, I became, you know, it's almost like when Tony Robbins is like, I created this. Like you said, like, this wasn't an overnight. But here's the thing. That's what life is. That's if we all already got the end result right away, then there would be no point to any of this.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that happened to you, so you could speak to thousands. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Everybody needs to realize that there's a universal map out there. Whether you believe in God, whether you don't believe in God, that there are no accidents or coincidences. Things happen for a reason, and you have to clock it. You have to go, oh, okay, well, this happened because, like, you know, everything that I am today is because of because of yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before that. So everything that you are today and the way that you can help other people is to have gone through it.
Yeah. I mean, I have people always say, like, how do you know this? And how did you experience? And I'm like, because I've been through a lot and I overcame it. Like, I had cancer. I overcame it. Like, I've had to heal. I've had to look at, like, I know the things that are coming up for you because they came up for me and I faced them. And there's beauty in that, because when you find yourself and you become whole, there's nothing freer than that feeling, because you always have your back.
What do you think whole looks like?
Whole is coming back to the truth of who you were, the truth of who you've always been before you ever thought you were less than.
Oh.
Before you ever judged yourself on the number on the scale, before you had a trauma, before you had any limiting beliefs, you know, as an intuitive, I always say, I look at people and I'm able to see energetically, you know, you would always joke in class, like, I'm psychic. I'm like, no, you're totally intuitive. As an intuitive, you see any not enoughness is a fracture from self. We splinter off from self, whether it's a projection from somebody else or just your own lens. I always say you could have two twins, same parents, same life, same amount of love. One twin's going to thrive and be a success and talk about how they were loved. Everything comes easily. And the other twin's going to think, I wasn't loved. It was so obvious. I wasn't this. I wasn't that. My parents, we're all experiencing life through our own lens. And when you are talking about coincidences, we get to see, is life happening for me? When I walk into this coffee shop, everybody here is strategically placed based off of my desires, my belief systems. You know, it's like, you're writing your book. You've got, life is your movie. You're the star, you're the director, you're the audience. What is the experience? You get to dictate that. And when you were asking me earlier, like, what are the simple things that work? I tell everybody, script every day, write out in the I am, I have, it is done. Thank you. Like Rhonda Byrne says this in her book, Magic. And she was, you know, the author of The Secret. right out, thank you for the magnificent outcome to my podcast with Amy today. It was epic in every way. You don't need to rhyme. I just happen to have done that there.
Yeah, it was
but,
really
right. Like
okay, you would write that before our meeting today.
So, everything.
Yeah. So therefore, you don't have fear around it because it's already going to turn
it's
out.
Done.
I love it. Okay, you guys get that? Do you get that? So before an audition, script out. I am going to have a great time at my audition today.
No. Wait. I'm good. I'm sorry. It's not I am going to. So here's something that people do.
I am already
manifesting. You don't say it's I am. I am. It's done. I had the best audition. It went amazing. So here's a mistake that people make. They delay time for the things that when you were saying earlier, like people take longer with process. They take longer with process because they actually will create a delayed timeline for themselves. They will do things like, I am going to have the universe time. There is no time. We created time. Just like money, paper money is not a real thing. Money's energy. So when we're really looking at time, you want to actually say like you have it now.
I love this. Okay. So how would you say, let's say I have an audition at 3:00. So what would I say?
You're going to script out. Oh my gosh. I just got back from the best audition of my life. It went great today. Everything went my way. Done.
Fantastic. I understand what you mean about the pulling out. People take a long time because they don't speak in the now.
That is an
unbelievable concept to me. You guys, wasn't that amazing? Just unbelievable. And so you scripted out today. My session with Amy went spectacular.
Amazing.
Such a good time.
Such a good time. It was epic. The podcast went viral, like a best podcast ever. And it helped millions, you know, like I will put out, you guys, script everything. Script your 90 days from now. Script, you know, when I work with clients and we'll even do an experience where I take them into, I say, open door one, door two, or door three. Each one's going to have a different reality. And we'll go into future realities. The mind doesn't know a difference between a dream or reality. It does not know the difference. The more that you visualize, so something that I work with my clients on and people in my community, so I'll finish this loop, passive programming. You always want to be programming the mind with that which you want to be your reality. It does not matter. Your current reality is nothing more than a 3D manifestation of years past based off of who you were then that's showing up in the present. It is not the reality that's in your vortex. So whatever you're still wanting when you're going, where's the man? Why hasn't the wait happened? First off, are you creating any delays? Are you saying to yourself, well, first I need to get the body and then I need to get my finances in order, or I can't get the job until I've gone to school and had this, you're delaying your timeline. I can't actually lose that much weight in this period of time. People do it all the time. Stop delaying your timeline.
Yeah, I love it.
Say that you have it now and impress upon your mind. And people do that through vision boards, through putting things on your phone, through doing I am statements. The best times for passive programming are immediately in the morning and right before bed. Right before bed is the ideal time because you have the least amount of resistance and you're close with divine consciousness, which means, as Neville Goddard would say, the imagined mind is the divine mind, meaning everything is limitless. And everything is limitless in the realm of the divine in the imagined mind. Think of Walt Disney. There were no limitations in what he thought. Mm-hmm. The more that you dance and play in the realm that evokes a feeling state, where you start to play into what would it be like if I had all the money? What would it be like if I got that part? What would it be like if I just woke up and I was 10 pounds lighter? People started telling me this and that. You start living in that and press it upon the mind. And what happens is, no, you might not wake up and all of a sudden you're 10 pounds lighter and you're close. But what will happen is your mind will start thinking you're 10 pounds lighter, which means your stomach will require less food and you will start operating as somebody that is 10 pounds lighter and chooses healthy things. When you say, I'm the star, I got this, or I my book went here, or I'm married or I'm engaged, you start operating as the person that believes that to be their reality. And therefore it will be, that's the law of attraction.
Oh my God, that was amazing. I could listen to you for hours, but we have to go. But I want you to tell everybody, number one, how they can work with you.
You can go to Melissa Kathryn, MelissaKathryn, under Work With Me. But when you go there, you'll get taken. You can sign up right away for my Miracle Mindset Hypnosis. That's completely free for that passive programming as you sleep. And I think I sent you guys a link for that too. That you have. And then, and you can find me on all the social media, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and my wholeness podcast. And that's where you can just binge
What's the name of your wholeness podcast?
Wholeness with Melissa Kathryn.
Well, that was kind of obvious, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get all the links, from you. So I could put them there so it's easy for them to just click. Yeah. So I think people like to just click. What do you want to tell folks of something that they can do like right now, as soon as they finish listening to us today? What can they do? What do you want them to do right now?
I would love if you sat and there's something that I teach. It's called a 5-5-5 breath. It's an NLP hypnosis embodiment technique that I learned and that I kind of channeled, and I teach it and it works. So if you struggle with anxiety, if you have any fear-based thoughts, lack of love with self, or struggle to hear, what I get so often is, Melissa, how do I hear? How do I know what I'm hearing? How do I trust in what I'm hearing? And many, especially nowadays with all the disconnection, that's easy. So what you do, so we could do it really quick right now.
Take me through. Now.
So you're just going to put a hand on your heart and a hand on your belly.
Matter which hand? Oh, okay. I got it.
And you always want to close your eyes.
I got my nails done. Okay. All right.
Oh my God, so did I. Okay. So you want to close your eyes, but you always want to close your eyes. We always want an internal state. We don't want all the things. So everybody's going to close their eyes, and it's called the 5-5-5 breath. And you're going to breathe in through the nose. So 5, breathe in through the nose, a deep, deep inhale in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now you're going to suspend the breath for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And slowly exhale out of the mouth for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, when you keep doing that, we suspend the breath because that allows us to calm the central nervous system and to actually access the subconscious while the conscious mind takes a back seat. When you do this in a succession of 5 to 10 rounds, you will be able to clearly hear intuitive guidance. And then you just take your pointer finger and your middle finger and you tap on your heart and you can ask yourself, what do I need to know?
Okay, there it is. Okay.
So you just get a tap with your eyes closed. And so if we did 5 rounds, it would feel a bit more of it.
Yeah.
So I want you to think about a question that you have. Maybe something that's coming up for you or something you just need guidance on. And we tap on the heart. If you look at anything with the Heart Math Institute, you'll know the heart is the brain of the body without conscious interference. And tapping on the heart, and just internally, you get to ask the question, what do I need to know today? What guidance do you have for me? Or ask a specific question that you have.
I love that. This is good. This is really good. I'm so calm.
Trust me, if you do like 5 rounds of that.
God, I only did 2. And as I was breathing in, I was already breathing in. And then you're like, oh, five more breathe-ins. I'm like, I'm at 10.
Anyway. And then the other thing I would say is script. Script everything, every day, all the things.
I love the script thing. It's script. It's called Truth in Advance.
Exactly.
You are amazing. I'm so happy that you talked with me today, and there's so much more to cover. This is just a sliver, folks, a sliver, just a small little bit of Melissa, just a teeny sliver. I'm blown away. Thank you so much. I love you so much.
I love you so much. I feel so grateful for you. Thank you for having me.
You do it. Namaste. Namaste.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate it. So if you really believe you're enough, then you will click that button and you will go to the store and get involved. I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make them drink. I have promo codes available if you DM me and follow me on Instagram. Take care, and I will see you soon. Share with a friend.